Last year, the Charlotte City Council approved the Strategic Energy Action Plan, which aims to have all city vehicles fueled by zero carbon sources by 2030. But environmentalists are concerned that most of the city's attention and money is going to a different sustainability project that they don't think will do enough to reduce greenhouse gases. And some city officials are concerned that City Manager Marcus Jones is giving that project favorable treatment, since he's a board member of the nonprofit that's running it. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
It's called the Innovation Barn, and it's meant to showcase local businesses like a restaurant and coffee shop that produce zero waste. Amy Ossiker is the executive director of Envision Charlotte, a nonprofit that's partnering with the city of Charlotte to create the barn. She says it will highlight the potential of the circular economy.
So we right now are a linear society where we buy something, we use it, we throw it in the landfill. Circular is like a tree. It grows, it dies, it renutrients the ground, and it regrows. There's zero waste. So basically, at the end of the day, you want zero waste.
The city council has approved $2.5 million for the barn and Envision Charlotte. But startup costs are now projected to be $5.4 million, according to city documents obtained by WFAE. Three city officials raised concerns about the project to WFAE, but declined to go on the record because they feared retaliation. They note that City Manager Marcus Jones is on the board of directors of Envision Charlotte, and they worry he's giving the project special treatment. For instance, if more money is needed, the city has designated $1.1 million from the Building Services Department to cover added costs at the barn, which will be in a refurbished city-owned garage in Belmont. Jones declined to be interviewed for this story. His chief marketing officer, Brent Kelly, discussed the Innovation Barn with WFAE last week. He says Envision Charlotte may receive some in-kind contributions to offset the higher costs of the barn, and he questioned whether the documents are real.
What you have here is an Excel spreadsheet from somebody without a name, and I don't know that this is an official city document, right? So I'm looking at something that has a 5.4. I could pull a Excel spreadsheet off my desk. So, I mean, it's not like this has been an approved plan.
In response to a public records request, Kelly later provided WFAE with a copy of the spreadsheet that shows it is indeed a city document. Freda Bluestein with the University of North Carolina School of Government says it's not uncommon for managers and council members to serve on boards. But if the city is directing money or considering directing money to the project without council approval, she says,
I think there's also clearly some a reasonable concern that maybe he's not being objective about how much money it should go in through it.
One city document shows several line items that are under $500,000. That's a critical number after Jones recently convinced council to give the manager the authority to spend that much money without council approval. The previous limit was $100,000. Local environmentalists support the Innovation Barn, but are concerned that it could receive millions of dollars in additional funding, while this year's city budget contained no new money for the Strategic Energy Action Plan, whose goal is to slash the city's carbon emissions. June Blotnick of Clean Air Carolina says cutting carbon, not the circular economy, should be the city's focus.
The circular economy is extremely important for us long term to educate people about it, to reduce waste and other things impacting the environment. But with the urgency of climate change, our organization obviously is interested in seeing a well-funded CAP.
In addition to a restaurant and coffee shop, the barn could be home to a store in which someone takes fallen trees and turns them into furniture, as well as special event space. Former Mayor Jennifer Roberts, a member of the North Carolina Climate Solutions Coalition, says she would rather the city spend more time and money on making city buildings more energy efficient and converting the city's cars and buses to electric.
And the Innovation Barn is great as supporting businesses that can be innovative, but it is not going to make the impact as fast or as far as working on the Strategic Energy Action Plan would.
We won't know how much the barn is ultimately going to cost until October, when it's scheduled to open. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.